ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Sama sama no tama madhya madhama Sukhe cha dukhe cha ditendriya shaya Mayo pakalpa kila loka samyutho Vidatsva virakila loka rakshanam Fourth Canto, Chapter 20, Text 13 Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 20, Text 13. Sama samano tama madhya madhama Sukhe cha dukhe cha ditrendiyashaya Mayo plakatha kila loka samyato Vitatsva vira kila loka rakshanam Sama samano tama madhya madhama Sukhe cha dukhe cha ditendriyashaya Mayo paklitpa kila loka samyato Vitatsva vira kila loka rakshanam
greater,
Madhyama,
one who is in an intermediate position, Adhama. One who is in a lower standard of life. Sukhe. In happiness. Cha. And Dukhe. In distress. Cha. Also. Jita Indriya. Having controlled the senses. Ashaya. And mind. Maya. By me. Upaklipta. Arranged. Akila. All. Loka. By people. Samyata. Being accompanied. Vidatsva. Give. Vira. O hero. Akila. All. Loka. To the citizens. Rakshanam. Protection. My dear heroic king, please keep yourself always equipoised and treat people equally, whether they are greater than you, in the intermediate stage, or lower than you. Do not be disturbed by temporary distress or happiness. Fully control your mind and senses. In this transcendental position, try to execute your duty as king in whatever condition of life you may be posted by my arrangement. For your only duty here is to give protection to the citizens of your kingdom. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Here is an example of receiving direct instruction from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. One has to execute the order of Lord Vishnu, whether receiving it directly from him or from his bona fide representative, the spiritual master. Arjuna fought the battle of Kurukshetra under the direct order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Similarly here, Prithu Maharaj is also being given orders by Lord Vishnu regarding the execution of his duty. We have to stick to the principle stated in Bhagavad Gita. Vyavashayatmaka buddhi. Every man's duty is to receive orders from Lord Krishna or his bona fide representative and take these orders as his life and soul without personal considerations. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur states that one should not care very much whether he is going to be liberated or not, but he should simply execute the direct order received from the spiritual master. If one sticks to the principle of abiding by the order of the spiritual master, he will always remain in a liberated position. A common man must execute the rules and regulations of Varnashram Dharma by working in his prescribed duty according to the caste system, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, and the spiritual order system, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. If one simply executes regularly and strictly the injunctions given for the different divisions of life, then one satisfies Lord Vishnu. As a king, Prithu Maharaj was ordered by Lord Vishnu to keep himself always aloof from the activities of the bodily situation and to engage always in the service of the Lord and thus keep himself in the liberated stage. The word bada sohrada in the previous verse is explained herewith. One can fully remain in intimate connection with the Supreme Lord directly or receive orders from his bona fide representative, the spiritual master, and execute the orders sincerely when one keeps aloof from the activities of the body. The Lord helps us by giving us directions how to act in devotional service and thus advance on the path back home, back to Godhead. He instructs us outwardly in the form of the spiritual master. Therefore, one should not accept the spiritual master as an ordinary human being. The Lord says, Acharya mam vijaniyam navamanyet karhichit. One should not treat the spiritual master as an ordinary human being, for he is the substitute for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should treat the spiritual master as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and never be envious of him or consider him to be an ordinary human being. If we follow the instruction of the spiritual master and execute devotional service to the Lord, we will remain always free from the contamination of bodily and material activities, and our life will be successful. Om Agyan Timidandasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshuru Nilidam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantika Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyate Satharine Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patithanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. It's my honor and my fortune to try to serve you by speaking something today. This particular verse was chosen by the higher powers of the ILS for me to speak today. The chapter is entitled Lord Vishnu's Appearance in the Sacrificial Arena. My dear heroic king, please keep yourself always equipoised and treat people equally, whether they are greater than you, in the intermediate stage, or lower than you. Do not be disturbed by temporary distress or happiness. Fully control your mind and senses. In this transcendental position, try to execute your duty as king in whatever condition of life you may be posted by my arrangement. For your only duty here is to give protection to the citizens of your kingdom. these words are spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, to Prithu Maharaj. This particular principle of how to treat everyone equally is repeated in many places by Srila Prabhupada, by our acharyas, and in our scriptures. Narada Muni, in his instructions to Dhruva Maharaj, he gave him a simple formula. If you want to be happy, transcend the influence of the suffering modes of nature, do three things. For those who are in a higher or superior position to you, whether it be by their accomplishments, by their position, by people's appreciation, you should be happy. You should be very happy for their good fortune. And in this spirit, serve them with appreciation. For those who are in a lower position than ourselves, we should be compassionate and do everything we can to lift them up to a higher place. And for those who are in an equal position, we should become their intimate friends and well-wishers. Srila Prabhupada in purport elaborates that the material tendency is when people are in a higher, more successful position than ourselves, we become envious. We want them to come down so we could be above them. Srila Prabhupada, many times, he defines a Vaishnav as one who has no envy. If someone is more successful, this tendency to be envious, to become depressed, but we should calculate that what pleases Krishna is when we are happy for them and we're happy to serve them. When someone is in a lower position, the nature is to become arrogant, condescending, thinking of ourselves superior. A Vaishnav is compassionate, wants to uplift them and serve them in that way. And Srila Prabhupada tells that for equals, the tendency is to boast about our own accomplishments. But we serve our equals by truly being their well-wishers and befriending them in that way. The next part of this verse, Prithu Maharaj is given the instruction to not be disturbed by happiness or distress. Matrasparadas distress. Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress, all these dualities, pleasure, pain, success, victory, honor, dishonor, health, disease, they're coming and going like the winter and summer seasons. One should learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. Srila Prabhupada explains, without being disturbed means our service is not disturbed. the integrity and character in which we perform our service is stable, despite what may come or what may not come. A wonderful example of this particular verse is found in the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The king, Ranti Dev. How did he rule his citizens? This example is coming just before we learn about Krishna's advent and pastimes in the 10th canto. Because to understand this spirit of a Vaishnava, this character, is necessary before we can actually be able to open our hearts to receive the message of Krishna's pastimes. Ranti Dev, being the king, was greatly powerful, but he lived for his citizens, every one of them. Srila Prabhupada explains, a leader in the role of a king sees everybody subordinate as praja. Just like a father or mother cares for their own children. Ranti Dev understood that in order to bring about real spiritual as well as material prosperity to his citizens, he had to please Krishna. Yagyarathat kamanonyatra lokomam karma bandhana. And we please the Lord by performing yajna. So his particular yajna, he went to a lonely place with his family, fasted without food or water for 48 days, until he was on the verge of death. This is how much he cared. At that time, a wonderful large feast of prasad was brought to him in this secluded place. He sat down with his family to eat, and a Brahmin appeared. The Brahmin cried out, "O king, I am very hungry, please feed me." The king fed the Brahmin to his full satisfaction, then sat down and served out his whole family. And when he was just about to eat, a Shudra came. The Shudra said, "I'm hungry, do you have any food?" He fed this person to his full satisfaction. He sat down again, trembling due to hunger and thirst. At that moment, another person came. He said, "I'm very hungry. Please feed me. And I'm surrounded by dogs. They're hungry too. Feed them." Ranti Dev fed the person, the human, and every dog to their full satisfaction. And dogs could eat a lot sometimes. All that was left was one cup of water. Just enough to save his life until some more food may have come. When he was just about to drink that water, a person who just came out of the jungle. He had no caste. He had no social position. He had no education. Nobody knew who he was. He said, "Do you have water? I'm thirsty." Now this was life or death, and he knew it. At that moment, Ranti Dev folded his hands together and offered a prayer. "I do not pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the 8 mystic cities. I do not pray for mukti, liberation, My only prayer is I may take birth among all living entities and endure suffering to help them to be free of suffering. By giving this man my water, which is my life, I will never again experience thirst or hunger or moroseness, lamentation. And then he took that water and gave it to this person coming out of the jungle. At that moment, Brahma, Shiva, and other devatas appeared. And they told him, actually, we appeared in these different people that were coming. We wanted to test you. Not exactly test. We wanted to show the world what a great person truly is. Srimad Bhagavatam, in relation to Lord Shiva, drinking all that poison out of compassion, it describes the service that pleases the Supreme Lord more than anything is to endure difficulties in compassion for others. Yadyaracharatistaristastatarevitarojana. Krishna tells in Gita, what leaders do, the common people are deeply influenced by their exemplary acts. Ranti Dev's entire kingdom were devotees. Devotees of Vishnu. They all followed in his footsteps. That was the standard. The standard of actually enduring difficulties, understanding we are not this body, but Krishna is within the heart of every living being and living accordingly. The context of today's verse very much focuses on this principle. Just prior to Vishnu coming, Prithu Maharaj, who is also the king of the world, he's performing yajnas. Not for himself, but for all his citizens. The more we have, the more we could give. The yajnas to please Lord Vishnu. And in those days, it was Ashwamedha yajna. He performed 99 such sacrifices. Very difficult. At that time, Indra was very disturbed. Because Indra's famous throughout the universe as Shatakratu, which means the only person ever lived who has performed 100 of these yajnas. The world record. The universal record. He's very attached to that fame, that prestige, that accomplishment. Indra is a devotee in a very high position, but somehow or other, he became envious of Prithu Maharaj because he knew that Prithu Maharaj can not only do 100, but even more. So in that envy, his intelligence was so covered over that he became invisible and stole the horse. When Prithu Maharaj's son saw that the horse was stolen, he followed, and there was Indra. When Indra saw him coming, he disguised himself as a holy man in the renounced order of life. The son of Prithu, he offered his obeisances because kings are supposed to serve great Brahmins and holy men. Atri Rishi knew exactly what was happening. He said, no, this is Indra. He's cheating you. So they were about to do the yagya again. Indra again stole the horse. Again the son of Prithu chased after him. Again he disguised himself as a holy man. He gave the horse back. He kept stealing the horse again and again and again, and each time he would disguise himself as a different lineage of holy people. Pretending himself to be religious as a facade for his envy. And eventually, because Prithu Maharaj was considering the well-being of all of his citizens, why should Indra cause so much disturbance to everyone? He himself picked up his bow and arrow to punish Indra. Indra now did not have a chance. Prithu Maharaj is a Shaktivesha avatar. The Brahmins of the Yajna, they told Prithu Maharaj, it's not auspicious if you sacrifice Indra like this. We'll do it ourselves. We will chant mantras that will force Indra to fall into the fire and burn. So Prithu agreed. They were doing their yajna and they were just about to offer this final oblation with the name of Indra. At that moment, Lord Brahma appeared. Brahma's the guru. He's Adi. He's the original guru of the universe. Brahma said, do not kill Indra. It's not good for anyone. We have to resolve this by a higher principle. Brahma told Prithu Maharaj, let there be 99 yajnas. Let there be good fortune for you and for Indra and for everyone else. Now, from a sociological, rational perspective, Indra being the king, he was totally justified to kill Indra. But Brahma was speaking a higher principle. That higher principle, because Indra is a leader, and he, due to envy, he has disguised himself, his envy, behind all these religious forms. Therefore, the common people from now on are going to follow him. That's the responsibility of a leader. You must set the example that people can follow according to the higher principle of Samsidhir Haritoshanam. What pleases the Supreme Lord? It's interesting that this tendency is there, that we have envy in our hearts, we have arrogance in our hearts, and the ego-infected mind disguises our envy as dharma. And yes, I can criticize, I could blaspheme, I could do so many terrible things to others, and it's in the name of dharma. It's representing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Any of us could think like that. That's the nature of the false ego. And that's exactly what Indra did.
In his heart, he obviously justified that what he was doing was dharmic. It was for his service to the universe.
That is why we need to submissively hear from the higher authorities. Even though Prithu Maharaj is a Shaktivesh avatar, and even though he's the king, he submitted to the higher wisdom of Lord Brahma. The higher principle was to create unity in this situation. And Srimad Bhagavatam tells that Prithu Maharaj, with great affection, he followed Brahma's order. It wasn't, I want to do this, I need to do this, I have to do this, but Brahma's telling me I can't do this, so I surrender. That's not the way Vaishnavas do things. With great happiness and affection, yes, if this is what pleases Brahma, this is what I will do. And he gave all forgiveness to Indra. And never did another yajna after that. 99. Now, for materialistic people who are interested in materialistic accomplishments and universal world records, Indra got the better part of this pastime. He is still the only one with 100 yajnas. But those who are devotees, they understand Prithu was victorious. We're celebrating Prithu. Even though Indra won materially, he was victorious in his purpose. We see him as an example of what not to do and what never to do. And Prithu Maharaj lost materially, but we see him, Mahajano Yena Gata Sapanta, as a Mahajan, one who's following in the footsteps of the Mahajans. We want to follow this. This is the path back home, back to Godhead. There's a similar story in Ramayana. But in regard to this before, the whole concept of yajna is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's no other purpose to a yajna. It's not just how we technically perform the yajna, but it's the spirit of our hearts, whether it's going to please the Lord. Yajnai sankirtanam prayar. In this age of Kali, the greatest yajna is sankirtana, the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us a simple principle, trinadapi sunichena taror iba sehishnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. We must be very attentive. We must be disciplined. We must be regulated in how we perform this yajna of chanting God's names. But at the same time, Lord Chaitanya gave us this verse, to the degree we're following these principles of humility and forgiveness and respect and compassion for others, to that degree he's going to be pleased with our chanting. How we treat each other very much will determine whether Krishna is going to be pleased to reveal himself in the holy names. Srila Prabhupada, there are many instances where whether something was technically correct or incorrect, he would teach his devotees how to respect the higher principle. What will please him? The Ramayana, Jatayu, he was an old bird
a vulture at that.
Ravana,
he kind of followed in the footsteps of Indra too. In order to steal Sita, he took the form of a holy man to deceive her. And by doing so, Sita trusted him and was vulnerable to him abducting her. He was flying in the sky with Sita in his chariot and Jatayu in a place called Tarket, which is near Panchavati, Nasik. You can go there even today. He saw Sita being dragged away by Ravana. She was crying out for help. When she saw Jatayu, she said, "You are too old. You cannot fight against Ravana." Now he was in his original ten-headed Rakshasa form. She said, "Just tell Ram what happened, where I'm going." But Jatayu, even though he really didn't have a chance, he was really old. He practically didn't move for years. He was just sitting there. He could not tolerate this. He called out to Ravana and he attacked. There was a good fight. Jatayu was so enthusiastic, so determined. Vyabashayatmaka budhir ekeha kurunandana. He was winning. But after some time he became tired. And seeing that he didn't have a chance, Ravana took his sword. He cut off the two wings and the legs of Jatayu. Jatayu fell to the ground, profusely bleeding. And Sita, seeing how this devotee willingly gave up his life for her, she embraced Jatayu. She was weeping, crying, "No one is more dear to me than you." And then Ravana grabbed her and took her away. A little later, Ram came there and saw Jatayu laying on the ground with his own blood surrounding him. And when Krishna wants to test us, he knows thoroughly how to test us. Ram said to Lakshman, "Just see, this demon ate Sita. This is her blood all around. Now I will send him to the court of Yamaraj." The Lord can treat us anyway. Jatayu, with tears of gratitude in his eyes, said, "Ram, I'm Jatayu. Try to help Sita." When Ram manifested his awareness of what happened, he placed Jatayu's head on his lap. And he told Jatayu, "On this very day, I am sending you to my eternal abode of Vaikuntha to be my eternal associate." Gazing in the beautiful lotus-like face of Sri Ramchandra, chanting Ram's names, Jatayu went back home, back to Godhead. So, question: who won the battle? Ravana won the battle. Who won the war? Jatayu. We cannot, as devotees, we cannot just calculate on the basis of the external appearances. Yes, Ravana defeated him materially. But ultimately, Ravana was destroyed along with his whole dynasty. And Jatayu is forever famous for sacrificing his life in the service of Sita.
And Ravana is forever hated. At least his example and character. For his arrogance, his envy, his greed. In Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, there's a similar example. When Sripad Madhavendra Puri was on his deathbed, he was crying out in feelings of separation from Krishna. O Lord of Mathura, where have you gone? How will I live without you? It was the same mood that Sri Radharani was experiencing and the gopis when Uddhava took Krishna to Mathura. One disciple, Ramchandra Puri, he was a sannyasi. He was a great scholar, academically. He said, Guru Maharaj, if you're not seeing Krishna, then meditate on Brahman. Madhavendra Puri was so unhappy. He said, get out from here. I do not want to see your face. I'm feeling separation from Krishna. I'm longing for Krishna. You're telling me to meditate on Brahman. Out from here. At the same time, Ishwara Puri, he was also sannyasi. He was so humbly serving his guru. He was a scholar, renounced order of life, but his greatest treasure was cleaning the body of Madhavendra Puri with his own hands, the stool and urine, because Madhavendra Puri was in a lila where he couldn't move. Ishwara Puri was constantly chanting for Madhavendra Puri's pleasure the names, the pastimes, the glories of Krishna. Madhavendra Puri was so happy with him. He blessed him. He said, my child, I bless that you will become a great devotee and lover of Krishna. Of all the great acharyas of this world and all the great disciples of Madhavendra Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose Ishwara Puri to be his guru. He went to Gaya and personally served his guru. He massaged his feet. He massaged his legs. He cooked for him. He cleaned for him. He accepted initiation from him. And he did not start his Sankirtan movement. He was living here in Navadvip for about 18 years. He was Nimai Pandit, the great scholar. But when his guru, Ishwara Puri, gave him instruction, chant Krishna's holy names and spread love of Krishna throughout the world through the Sankirtan movement. It was only then that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and established the Harinam Sankirtan movement. For the higher principle of showing us we need to actually understand how to please our gurus, how to please the Supreme Lord through pleasing in our movement, Srila Prabhupada. Similarly, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who was Balaram himself, he traveled for 20 years. And during his whole pilgrimage, he never preached. when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him and Haridas Thakur, go to every house, whoever you meet, wherever you are, and give this simple message. Chant Krishna's names. Worship Krishna. Hear about Krishna. Speak about Krishna. Krishna's your real wealth. Krishna's your very life and soul. Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas, how enthusiastically they preached when they received that order to teach us the importance of this character in whatever we do. We're always servants trying to please our guru and our parampara. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave the same exact instruction that Lord Chaitanya gave to Lord Nityananda and Ishwarapuri gave to Lord Chaitanya. The last instruction and the first instruction. Spread Lord Chaitanya's message, the Harinam Sankirtan movement throughout the world in the English language, and you will benefit and the world will benefit. Srila Prabhupada took that instruction and it's his life and soul. And when we read Srila Prabhupada's books, that's where we're getting all this information from, from the treasure house of Srila Prabhupada's books. To receive means to read these books, to hear. Distributing these books through book distribution, through our temples, through our culture. That was Prabhupada's instruction to us. Srila Prabhupada took this order as his life and soul. And throughout his time, he never said, I have done. He would say, I am simply trying to please my Guru Maharaj. I am simply executing the order of my Guru Maharaj. That's the principle. To be a leader is not a sociological role. In Krishna consciousness, to be a leader is to actually take this responsibility to heart. To have this character, to have this culture, to have this aspiration. That nothing is mine. Everything belongs to Krishna. And the only way to please Krishna is to put the order of my Guru Maharaj in ISKCON, our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada. What pleases him is our life and soul. Srila Prabhupada gives elaborate purports on this beautiful story of Indra and Prithu. They're both devotees. They're both successful. But this story is very important. Are we going to be living, sacrificing to please our guru, the higher principle? Or are we going to disguise our dharma in our knowledge? Or let us say, disguise our envy or our arrogance behind these things? Srila Prabhupada repeatedly told us that we must be sincere and serious. In fact, in one place he said, pure devotional service is very rare, but Krishna gives it easily for one who is sincere and serious and does not have ulterior motives. We have to be very sincere and serious.
by hearing Nasta Prayeshu Bhadrishu Nityam Bhagavati Seva, you're regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. So we could actually understand, is this my envy? Is this my arrogance? Is this my selfishness? Or is this actually what pleases Srila Prabhupada? In the association of devotees, we need this. And there's always going to be conflicts in the association of devotees. Preetu was convinced that Preetu must be thrown into the fire. And Indra was convinced, I must do this in my service. And ultimately, because Preetu Maharaj accepted the higher principle of Brahma's instruction, the next thing that happened, Vishnu was so pleased, he personally came with his darshan. Because Preetu accepted the higher principle of Brahma's instruction, Vishnu appeared. And you know what Vishnu did? He brought Indra with him. Vishnu knows what a rascal Indra was being. Still, Vishnu told Preetu Maharaj, please forgive him. Work together. Serve together. This is what Srila Prabhupada is teaching us. According to time, place, and circumstance, Srila Prabhupada was sometimes stronger than a thunderbolt or softer than a rose. Together, what will please Srila Prabhupada? Let us make that our life and soul. And then together, as a worldwide community, we will be empowered to spread love for Krishna through the congregational chanting of the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much.
Swami Maharaj,
Jai.